Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? As a CEO, president, or business owner, are you focused on profitability? We talk about it all the time. We have to be profitable. We're in business to be profitable. That's why we go into business. That's one of the things that's the most important thing we can do is be profitable. But what does that mean? Do we really, as CEOs, presidents, or business owners, understand what that means? Do we understand how to be profitable? Do we know what parts of our business make money for us? Do we know what employees are the employees that move things along that help us become profitable? What salespeople are out there creating and selling the right product mix, the right things that we want to sell to make us profitable? You see, most business owners today, entrepreneurial, family-type businesses, really aren't numbers people. They're not the people that you would find becoming CPAs or accountants. They don't have a lot of interest in details. But the problem is, even though you may not want to focus on the details, even though you may not be interested in the details, when you go into business, it becomes extremely important to understand that profit and loss statement. Most business people don't even create a profit and loss statement. They just go along, well, I know I'm making money, and they get to the end of the year, and they're surprised. What product should we not be selling? Where is the drain on the business? Well, if we have a $2 million business and we can improve productivity just 5%, we've added another $100,000 to the bottom line. $1 million over 10 years. Doesn't sound like much, 5%, but it's the kind of number, the kind of efficiency that can help you retire from your business very comfortably. But if you're not paying attention, if you don't understand, if you don't accurately know what things cost you, how in the world will you know what to do next? You know, we live on our experiences from day to day are how we operate tomorrow. So what we don't know is what we need to understand. What we aren't good at is what we need to become good at. I'm not suggesting you do your own tax returns. I'm not even suggesting you do your own profit and loss statements. I'm just suggesting that you sit down and you do everything that you can to take a serious look at your financial situation, what you're doing, how you're doing it, who's really being productive for you, who's not, where is the drain on cash, and certainly that's another issue. I mean, you can be very profitable in your business, but if you don't have cash coming in and you don't have good cash flow, even though you're profitable, you can go out of business because you can't pay your bills. This is an important, vital subject that every single business person needs to just jump into. If you don't understand what your profit and loss statement says, sit down with your accountant. If you don't understand why we sell something, or if you don't understand what your margins are, how much should you mark up a product, or what's the difference between gross profit and net profit? Ah, and then there's the government. What does that mean? How do we put ourselves in a position of doing everything we can legally and ethically to set our business up to pay the least amount of taxes so we can be more profitable? It's necessary to pay taxes. It's necessary to have the roads and the lighting and the defense of the country. But if you can save money by legally following the law and you can take that money and you can reinvest it into your business. You can hire more people. You can give raises. You can buy a building. You can increase your inventory. You'll even make more money and you'll become more profitable and you'll pay more taxes. So I know I'm using this word a great deal, profitability, but it is the word of the day, and there is no other reason to be in business. And we can't just talk about it. We have to absolutely understand it. We have to absolutely work at it every single day. We have to look at what we're doing every single day. We have to look for efficiencies. We have to look for new markets. We have to look for new sales. And we have to do it very effectively. And if we do that, we don't have to worry about making money at the end of the year. It'll take care of itself. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, not only do I wish you good profits for all the hard work that you do, but I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.